Hey, fearless fundraisers, I'm Dawn Lego. It's time to buckle up for a new episode of Raise Nation Radio, the one and only podcast made to inspire fundraisers like you to continue making impact in our communities, building better tomorrows, and exchanging ideas. So whether you're a trailblazer or a seasoned pro, you'll pick up the trends that transform your fundraising. And together, we'll dive into lively conversations, and we'll chat with industry-leading fundraisers and thought leaders to explore hot-button issues and innovative ideas. So stay with us for the next 30 minutes while we inspire you to embrace the future of fundraising. All right, let's get going. You know, we're so excited to connect with you here at Raise Nation Radio in this way. And every once in a while, I am joined by some of my peers for an extra special show. And today is no exception. We are going to talk about servant leadership and being aligned to certain missions. We're going to celebrate one of our favorite customers, and we're going to talk about corporate social responsibility. It's a lot of stuff packed into one episode, but we're going to break it all down for you. And we hope you enjoy some of my peers and our conversation today. So whether you're hiking or taking that long drive, running errands, working out, hopefully you'll take this journey with us. So please welcome to the show. Before we get into what I meant about all of those different things in one episode, we have Allison Tharp and Ryan Love. So now Allison is a senior software engineer. Ryan, you know Ryan, he's been on the show before. He's a customer success manager. We're going to get into some pretty inspirational conversation. But first, Allison, Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dawn. Great to be back.
Hi, Allison. So we're going to do some introductions, okay? But I'm not going to read any bios. You know, I don't like to do that. So I'm going to have you both introduce yourselves just so our audience can get to know you first. Ryan, you've been on the show before, so you know how this works. So why don't you go first?
Yeah, thanks, Dawn. First of all, so excited to be back talking about maybe where I previously came from before I joined One Cause. So I currently sit as a customer success manager and have for about 2.5 years now. But prior to that was a customer at Big Brothers Big Sisters, none other than. And I worked out of the Central Ohio chapter as the development director, which, you know, Dawn and I go way back in that regard.
Yes, you were tough on me. I remember I served a different role here at One Cause, and we got to meet in like a, you know, buying, selling capacity. And boy, you were tough, but you were a good steward of the mission. So I appreciate that. So Alex, how about you? Want to introduce yourself? Let our audience get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah, I've been a software engineer here at One Cause for 3 years now, I think. And I've been in Big Brothers Big Sisters. We applied, I think, in 2018, and were matched a few months later in 2019. So I've been a Big for about over 5 years now.
Wow, half a decade.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, I think our audience is kind of getting an idea of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Both of you have been Bigs. Ryan, have you been a Big and also been in fundraising, development, executive, all the things you did there? Were you also a Big?
Yes, yeah. So I was actually started as a board member, then started working there as a development director and became a Big while employed there.
Got it. Okay. So yeah, we have the opportunity to work with Big Brothers Big Sisters often, with serving some of their chapters, helping them grow their impact with our fundraising tools. We're very close with Big Brothers Big Sisters. In fact, Deb Barge, who's their chief development director, will be one of our keynotes at the RAISE conference, RAISE 2024. If you don't know about RAISE, check it out, onecause.com/RAISE, September 9th and 10th in Nashville, Tennessee. And Deb Barge will be taking the stage. But we're going a little bit deeper. We're going to talk about what it means to be a Big and with everything special about this organization. And then we're also going to talk about why One Cause selected Big Brothers and Big Sisters as the recipient of the Indie Tech Gives program, which we'll get into in just a minute. But let's talk about Big Brothers, Big Sisters first and Why don't you both just share your experience? What drove you to become a big? How has it changed your life? How has it impacted your little's life? And whatever stories you want to share, because, you know, nonprofit's all about storytelling. So you want to hear your stories. Who wants to jump in?
Go ahead, Allison.
I'm not really sure how we decided to join. But Big Brothers Big Sisters has this program where you can be a big couple. And so my husband and I joined as a big couple. Basically, there's like a lot of boys in the program, but not a lot of men want to become bigs. Whereas there are fewer girls, but a lot of women will volunteer. So they have this big couple thing where a couple can be matched, usually to a boy. So we signed up to do that. We got matched to our little Nigel. It's just been so great. You know, it was nerve-wracking at first. My husband and I are both very introverted, and we weren't sure how it was going to go. But they're amazing at matching you with just the right kid for both sides. Nigel graduated this year, so technically I'm not his big anymore. He graduated out of the program last month, but we're still navigating what that means for us.
Wow, so I learned some things here. I didn't know there was a couples program. That's kind of special.
Yeah, and you can also be friends. You don't just have to be like a married couple. It can be two friends that can volunteer together.
Wow. And I didn't know some of the statistics about it. I just assumed that it was easy to get, I don't know. Ryan, you probably have, you know, some comments on this. I see you shaking your head.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we talked about. Yeah, all of my experience at Big Brothers Big Sisters, I'm a couple of years removed from working there and being fully immersed in it, but it still absolutely is true, I'm sure. There is certainly a lack of men who will stand up and volunteer to become a big. There's, I'm sure, a variety of reasons that we can talk about why that might be, Dawn. But at the end of the day, that's just what the statistics are. We do see a much higher percentage of female volunteers, and which I don't know if it's a huge difference, a disparity in the number of female littles versus male littles. But I think there are, you know, marginally more male littles in the program or enrolled in the program. So there's a bit of a disconnect there. Like most kids, I think they would prefer to be matched with someone who they can maybe relate to right away, maybe has the same sort of interests as them. And certainly you want to be able to have a successful match and you know, hit it off as friends and be able to support them as a mentor. They try very hard to match, you know, little female littles with female bigs and vice versa. Sometimes, like in Allison's case, you have these great programs that allow for some a combination of two people, two individuals to take on one little. And I love that. Not every Big Brothers Big Sisters gets to do that. They're all very individualized in the programs that they offer. Of course, all centered around mentoring, but they do get some freedom in how they can deliver their services, which I also think is pretty neat because you can have specific needs in Big Brothers Big Sisters of New York City. That's going to look a whole lot different than Big Brothers Big Sisters of Wyoming, right? They're just going to have a different demographic that you need to serve.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think I just assumed that there were a lot of male bigs to go around. I don't know why I assumed that, but I'm glad to know. Maybe we're inspiring and encouraging more people, more couples, regardless of gender, to, you know, to be a mentor. Because I don't know, haven't we all had mentors in our life? One way or the other, whether it's through a Big Brothers Big Sisters program or not. I've had wonderful mentors here, you know, at One Cause. We need them. And I think Big Brothers Big Sisters is the largest organization that's trying to close the gap on mentorship, and they're impacting the youth, helping them achieve their potential. And that couldn't be a more beautiful thing. So let me ask you, under the umbrella of beautiful things, how has this impacted your life, and how do you believe it's impacted your little's life?
Well, I was involved with my little going back a little bit before the pandemic. So I think started in 2018, and were matched for a few years, actually, through the pandemic. We still were able to stay connected. We had a school-based program in Columbus, Ohio, where we were able to leave kind of around the lunch hour once a week, go into the school, meet with the little as they're having lunch. And it was a group of us, a group of bigs that would all kind of meet classroom. We paired up and, you know, found our littles and had our littles for the duration of our match. And, you know, we would just talk about anything, do activities that could be, you know, math related or school related or nothing. Just talk about how their day was going. You know, for me, just being able to see the, a lot of these youths are dealing with a lot of, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with ACEs or, adverse childhood experiences. So a lot of them are going through those, types of experiences and, can sometimes not be very open when you first meet. And so just seeing them sort of blossom and get more comfortable with you and start to see you as someone who is there to support them and you know, help guide them and provide them with just mentorship, really, at the end of the day, is really, really rewarding for me and for the big, I think, to see that transformation. But I think one of the most impactful things for me that I still remember to this day is just it's one of the very few opportunities that we can put ourselves in that really allows us to connect with someone who is coming from more than likely a very, very different socioeconomic ground or a very, very different demographic than you're used to. So it does take you a bit out of your comfort zone, but I think those type of diverse interactions and opening your mind to someone else's perspective and how they're growing up is, you know, just making you a better person at the end of the day as the pig, right?
Yeah. Wow. Allison, anything to add on how it's impacted you, your husband, changed your life, or how you feel it's impacted your little?
Ryan hit it all exactly right. It has, man, just, and we've gained, my husband and I have gained so much of the experience, maybe more than our little has, truthfully. Wow. Like we're more empathetic, we're more patient, just learning how to, you know, like navigate, helping him navigate his life. We've gained a lot out of it as well.
Make me cry. Oh my gosh. You know, one of their taglines, it takes little to be big, I think is the campaign that Big Brothers and Big Sisters is running with. And it sounds like really it's just sitting around the table sharing some stories. Allison, you mentioned that you and your husband are more introverted, so you would think automatically that mentors would be extroverted and, you know, out there and doing these grandiose extra kinds of things, but that's not the case. It does take little to be big. So what are your thoughts about that? You know, maybe we're inspiring some bigs out there. So you just want to share, it didn't matter that you're somewhat private and introverted, Allison, that didn't come into play at all. It was successful either. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really, truly does take little, right? Like a lot. Some of the things we helped him with are just like laundry, like, you know, just coming to our house and helping him like learn laundry and like the responsibility of laundry. Like it's just a little thing that we could do to help him. You know, we did a lot of like going to escape rooms or just like doing fun things with him, taking him to do fun things. And then, you know, a little bit along the way, we're learning about each other and growing together a little bit at a time.
Yeah. You know what I also like, you know, in any type of donating or volunteering opportunity, sometimes you don't see that direct impact. But with this program, you're seeing that one-to-one direct impact. I mean, even laundry could be fun. I mean, right? Like, you know, You could make fun with just about anything that you're doing. It's a connection. It's a bonding experience. It's helping you realize your full potential. I mean, hey, we all need to learn how to do laundry well, right? So, you know, it's just an experience. So I'm loving what I'm learning here, just that direct impact. Ryan, is that a true statement for Big Brothers, Big Sisters? You're really getting the benefit of that direct?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, I would talk to, I was in fundraising. So, you know, what better group of people to, you know, ask to support the mission of Big Brothers, Big Sisters than some of the bigs that have really been committed to it for a number of years. They see the impacts real time. And I think more often than not, you'll hear them say that they feel like they got more out of it than their little did. Not to say that their little didn't get much out of it, because they certainly are getting a lot out of it as well. But I hear that more than I don't when I would speak.
Allison just said it, and we didn't solicit that from Allison.
No, I was not surprised at all to hear that, because I feel the same way. I was with Charles for just over 3 years. We had to move across the country, so unfortunately couldn't stay big and little, but we still text each other every once in a while, and catch up and see how he's doing, and then making sure that he's staying good in school. He was younger; he was only in third grade, I think. So. Younger guy, but, you know, full of life and full of energy. Like Allison mentioned, it's low to no cost activities. You're actually encouraged when you are going through the application process, which, you know, we could talk about how rigorous that is. I'm sure Allison and her husband had to go through that, because obviously we're dealing with children here. That's the paramount concern here, is child safety. So there is going to be an extensive amount of questions and a lot of due diligence that goes into becoming qualified to be a big, because while it does take a little to be a big, not everyone gets to be a big. It is truly a privilege that you really just need some time. You obviously need to have your background check come clean, but the encouragement from every organization with Big Brothers, Big Sisters is to do low to no cost activities, because, you know, you
like
want
laundry.
To like laundry, or go to the park and just walk around, or, you know, take them to, do some kind of experience that they don't normally get to do inside. You know, a lot of times all they see is, you know, their house, and then they go to school, and then they go back to their house, and they go back to school. And that's a lot of life. And you're able to get them out and see some things that maybe open their eyes to something new, inspire them to strive for something else in life, and expose them to some other areas that they maybe never thought were possible. I think there's always, you know, the desire to spoil them on something, right? So you have a birthday, or you have maybe the anniversary of your match would always be a good opportunity to go do something fun. Like, depending on their age, maybe that's Chuck E. Cheese, or they're a little bit older, maybe that's, you know, a nice dinner or something like that, and spoiled a little bit. But you're really encouraged to keep the cost low and you know, just really give them time, because that's what you're
doing. Cost low, connection high, and you get to channel your inner childhood, because I still like to cheat, right?
So, yeah, I had a big who used to say that. So he was matched for 12 years, right? He took the little from first grade all the way through graduating.
Wow, that's commitment.
And, he that's how he would always pitch it to when I would bring him out to events to either recruit more bigs or fundraising. You know, how often do I get to go just be a kid again? We go play laser tag, and like, I just have, like, not that I need an excuse, but I have this great excuse to go play laser tag whenever I want with this guy, and they get to form lifelong, truly lifelong bonds over it.
Yeah. Wow. Super cool. All right. Well, I want to jump into a little bit about our corporate social responsibility here at One Cause, our Indie Tech Gives program. But before I do, I love positive affirmations. We wanted Nigel. It's Nigel, right? Nigel and your little Ryan?
Charles.
Charles and Nigel. Okay, so we want to give them a big shout out and help them feel the love. What's one thing that you can say? Unfortunately, they couldn't be on the show with us, just, you know, given the timing and their age and that sort of thing. But let's give them a great big love and shout out. What's one thing that you'd like to say that you're super proud of your little, because we'll send them this episode and hopefully we'll give them a little encouragement. What message or something you're proud of that each of you want to say about your little?
We are, so Nigel just graduated. He's going off to college near Chicago here in a few months, and we are pumped for him. I think he knows, but if he doesn't, now he does for sure. We're super excited for him and really proud of him.
Yeah, it's a great accomplishment. Good luck, Nigel, in college, and stay close to Allison and her husband as you go through that freshman year. Ryan, what do you want to say? I know you transitioned to different areas of the country, and that's kind of disrupted that mentorship, but I'm sure there's a bond there. What do you want to say to Charles?
Charles, I want to say, you know, I know you're probably getting ready to go to high school here soon. If it's not just a year, it's maybe a couple of years away. So keep on pushing forward, man. You were always so, so gifted with math, and I hope that you're continuing to lean into that. And I hope that you are taking your video game consumption in moderation.
There you go. All right. Well, we're going to jump into one cause, being a servant leader and being responsible. But we're going to come back right after this commercial message.
Howdy, Raise Radio. This is Kirsten Hill, Director of Nonprofit Solutions at Firespring. We are dusting off our boots, looking forward to speaking and exhibiting at the 2024 Raise Conference. As a full-service marketing company specializing in nonprofits, we know how critical it is to promote your organization and events. Visit firespring.com/raise for a special offer for Raise attendees. That's firespring.com/raise. We look forward to seeing you in Nashville. Yeehaw!
Okay, welcome back. I am joined today for a very special episode talking about a wonderful nonprofit, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and my colleagues, Ryan Love and Allison Thorpe, are helping me just bring this mission to life. But we're going to connect some dots here and talk about One Cause Corporate Social Responsibility and a program that we call Indie Tech Give. So real quickly, Indie Tech Gives unites tech companies in the Indiana area, hence the name Indie Tech Gives. And each year, these tech companies support a nonprofit. We do a social fundraising campaign. One Cause donates the software for, you know, our peer-to-peer software for the purpose. It's a five-week over the summer, you know, way to just come together, unite, and support a really great cause. This year, we are supporting Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we're talking about being a big, being a little. But let's talk about how we can impact this organization. Ryan, Allison, welcome back to the show. Tell us what it meant to you when you heard that One Cause named Big Brothers Big Sisters as the recipient of our Indie Tech Give efforts this year. What did it mean for you?
I mean, I lit up immediately. Obviously, a very close organization to my heart. I'm sure Allison feels the same way. I'm not going to lie. I definitely felt like a little bit of pressure. Like I really have to go hard this year on the fundraise. Having done it professionally for Big Brothers Big Sisters is one thing, but now I feel like, gosh, I really got to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, and go hard for Big Brothers Big Sisters this year. So it's definitely lit a fire. So I've got some things I'm cooking, figuratively and maybe literally too. But
what's your team name, Ryan? What's your team name?
Oh, we were not as creative, but we were just Team Customer Success.
Okay, we'll take it. So Team Customer Success at Indie Tech Gives. All right, Allison, what's your team name, and what did it mean for you when you heard that this was going to be our recipient this year?
So Product and Engineering has a team, and it is Works on My Machine.
Wait, what? The
team name is Works on My Machine.
Oh, so creative you guys are. All right. Ryan, sorry, but I have to give engineering.
Right. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah.
Go ahead, Allison. So what did it mean to you?
Yeah, I was also pumped. In fact, this is my first year participating in Indie Tech Gives. Obviously, I've known about it, but being a big, I definitely wanted to support any way I could. This will be my first year.
Yeah. So what are your plans for fundraising? How are you going to support the team? And how's the software working for you? It's kind of cool to be a user of your own software product, isn't it? Like we get to live it every day alongside our customers and actually, you know, use the product to fundraise. So what are your plans? What are your fundraising plans? Because Deb Barge is listening. I know that.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know We're not posted on Facebook.
Yeah, you got time.
Yeah, so I don't have anything creative yet. Hopefully, Ryan can
give me a good idea. I'm not a big social media guy. I certainly have a Facebook, but I'll post there. You know, I haven't truthfully found a ton of success in that in the past, so I'm not going to rely on that. I do have some close friends in the organization still that I will be hitting up for some donations. Some other friends that I know are happy to support things that I'm fundraising for, so I'll be doing that. But you know, one thing that and this maybe will resonate with you, Allison, because I have seen your name come up a few times in it, but my friends down here in Florida are big into board games, and they, I'm thinking about getting them together and having some sort of, you know, maybe buy-in board gaming night of some kind, and having the proceeds go towards my fundraising page, maybe put some of the my past life as a pastry chef to good use and sell some baked goods or something like that. But we'll see if that comes to fruition.
Well, you could turn anything into fundraising.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could. You know that, Ryan, right? You can turn anything into fundraising. Allison, how's it for you? Because you're the part of the mastermind behind a lot of our products. Do you work more on our One Cause fundraising platform, or do you touch both products?
I only do the fundraising platform. So this is completely new to me. I've never used the peer-to-peer page. Yeah, definitely interesting to kind of see our roots and use the peer-to-peer.
Yeah. Have you both spun up a page yet and made your first donation? That's rule number one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You gotta start the fundraising with your own dollars first. That's going to inspire people to know that you are serious about this and you're just as committed to doing this. And when you're asking, it makes it, you know, seem a little bit more genuine.
Well, it is a social campaign and it is a competitive campaign. So I'm on Donation Nation. That's the name of our team. Marketing got, you know, a little singy songy with our title there. So we'll have to have a competition amongst the three of us and see, you know, what team in our results. We'll have to share that out. So what are you most looking forward to? Many people in our industry, I think every person in our industry knows Deb Bard. She's, I think, their chief development director. She'll be speaking at Raise. I mentioned that at the top of the show. She's really led an amazing, amazing mission. Even their brand, I mean, all of their graphics and their branding and just, you know, they're just so part and integrated into, you know, everything that we do. What are you most proud of about the mission and what they're doing for our communities?
Gosh, I mean, I think Big Brothers Big Sisters is one of the only, we used to refer to as upstream preventative measures for helping our kids sort of get out of socioeconomic differences. And it sounds like a lot of, maybe buzzwords there, but when you say upstream, like we're getting to meet with kids and start to influence and mentor children who maybe aren't getting that mentorship. Because, you know, if you don't know this, you have to be, as a youth, you have to be sort of nominated to become a little, you know, not everyone can do it. It's something that you need to be nominated for. And I don't think they really turn too many littles away because, and you may not know this either, but anybody can be a little, and littles come from all different areas. You know, I myself probably would have been a good candidate to be a little, with, you know, basically being raised by a single mom. My dad was gone 40 weeks out of the year when I was a kid. So probably would have been good to have, you know, a male role model around. The upstream intervention is just helping to establish, you know, some emotional safety that you have this mentor from a very young age, 5 years old, even on, and it doesn't have to be five. It can be as young as five, and help them to become comfortable and confident and, you know, start to see themselves as equal to their peers. Things that, you know, we see certainly in, you know, at-risk youth, we see some kind of disparity at some point. And it's usually pretty similar at a young age until they get to, you know, that middle school age, and there starts to be a sort of break off. So we start preventing that early on. That's, I think, the most powerful thing about Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah. Anything to add, Allison, just about your whole alignment with the mission and this, the experience you had, and now this fundraising experience all coming together? What does it all mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know. It's just crazy that we're these two things in my life that are like the two biggest parts in my life are coming together in this way.
Yeah,
it's pretty exciting and a little intimidating. I think Ron mentioned, you know, a little intimidating, but exciting.
Yeah. Well, you've done it as a big, so I think this is, you know, the easy part, and hopefully the software will make it nice and, you know, nice and simple for you. But thank you so much for just coming on the show and sharing. May not be your comfort zone to be podcasting about it. I mean, I feel like the relationships between big and little are just personal and private, and you know, this might be a little bit different, but it's important. It's important to talk about it. I'm just so proud of both of you as bigs, as fundraisers, taking your passions, letting them all intersect and come together, and just sharing out those stories. And I'm so proud of our company and what we're doing and all of the participants with Indie Tech Gives. And I want to wish everybody luck. I want to wish both of you lots of luck. And One Cause, raising funds for Big Brothers Big Sisters and all of the corporate sponsors who are raising funds for very worthy organizations. I think we have about 10 corporate sponsors and 10 nonprofits, or something close to that number. So in a couple of weeks, we'll report out on the results and see how we did. And hopefully we can be writing some big fat checks and celebrating in July. So I feel as fundraisers. Oh, sorry, Ryan, what were you going to say?
I want to add two things, if that's okay, Dawn.
So first,
one thing that Allison mentioned, and it's so true. I've seen it happen so often, and likely would have been the case for me if we were able to stay connected, you know, together in Columbus longer. But we really do see the sort of life-changing transformation happen for your relationship with your little. Allison mentioned the two biggest things in our life, which she didn't say explicitly, but I'm assuming one being One Cause and the other being Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah, I think we got that.
Yeah. That, you know, it's crazy that these are lifelong matches. I just remember the story. I was working with a former little in Columbus who at that time was retired and had been a firefighter. And so he used to be a little many, many years ago back in the 70s. He was still connected with his big, and he would tell people that, you know, we've been matched for 40 years. They still regularly saw each other. They still visited each other. When he came in, you know, he would, you know, stay at his house still. And they were just still the best of friends, almost like brothers at that point, right? Like they are truly going to be, connected forever and very, very important people in their lives. And we hear that a lot. You know, if you do kind of go the distance with your little, it's a relationship that is probably unlike any other that you'll have in your life. Truly like family, maybe even more than that for some people. I wanted to share that because if you are kind of on the fence about it, you know, it's really, really a wonderful opportunity and really just takes a few hours of your time a month. That's all they ask of you. The other thing I wanted to mention, of course, it's a nonprofit, and we wouldn't be the Raise Nation Radio podcast if we didn't mention, you know, what goes into doing this, because while it is all volunteer led, we still have to keep the lights on somehow at Big Brothers Big Sisters. So donations are certainly another way that you can help. The average match when I was there was around $1,400 per year per match.
Wow.
So and that was about, you know, rough cost. So you think about, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters in Central Ohio, we were serving around 6,000 kids. You know, that's a lot of dollars to raise. And you multiply that across the entire country, it starts to get pretty, pretty expensive pretty quickly. And so, if you don't have the time, maybe you have the money and you can help out, at least, you know, in some way, make a match possible.
Or if you're thinking about mentoring, we can be a financial supporter until we've come to that place that it's right, you know, right for you or the right timing. And of course, you can support both Ryan Love and Allison Thorpe on their team. What was it? Customer success.
Yep, team customer success.
And your team, Allison, again?
Works on my machine.
Works on my machine. Works on my machine. Team customer success or Donation Nation. So that's a good way to support. Thank you, Ryan. You put your development hat back on for a little bit, and your impact statements, and right back into the development chair. So good for you. You didn't miss a trick there. So fearless fundraisers, that's about all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Raise Nation topic, your daily dose of inspiration. Tune in for a new episode release every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. That's Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the meantime, listen to all the episodes on Raise Nation Radio. You have a little catch-up to do if you're new to the show. We're about 140-plus episodes at this point. And you can follow us on wherever you listen to your podcast, because we stream on 10 channels. We are on demand at onecause.com. You can find us on YouTube. And we're live at the Raise Conference, which hopefully we'll see you at in September. And if you're a fundraiser and you would like to be a guest on the show, please connect with us. hello@onecause.com. We'd love to feature your awe-inspiring story as well. I would like to thank our sponsor, OneCause, for making this episode possible. OneCause is driving the future of fundraising with easy-to-use digital fundraising solutions that help nonprofits connect with donors. Check it out, onecause.com. And please visit the resource tab on the homepage for a broad catalog of free content. Hopefully you'll find it helpful. A huge shout out to my peers who I know are super busy with customers and product strategy and all that good stuff. Sorry to take you away from your busy schedule, but I appreciate you sharing your big story and your just your authentic voice on Big Brothers, Big Sisters. I want to wish you both really good luck in the Indie Tech Gives campaign. Let's go out and raise lots of money and close the gap on mentorship. And check back with us. Let us know how we do. And please say hello to your littles, Nigel and Charles, for us. But thank you again for being on the show.
Thanks, Dawn. Thank you.
That is a wrap. Until next time, I'm Dawn Lego. This is Raise Nation Radio. You stay fearless out there.